Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, for years, women have realized that balancing your hormones can provide relief from physical and mental symptoms and prevent disease. But are bioidentical hormones better for you than the typical? We've heard of hormone replacement therapy. Well, my guest is Dr. Lev Paukman. He is a cardiologist, an internal medicine specialist, cardiovascular disease specialist. So, Dr. Paukman, let's start with, what are bioidentical hormones?
Yes, hi, Melanie. Bioidentical hormones is the hormones which are invented not long ago, and it's differ from synthetic hormones which are known on the market from 1939. The difference of bioidentical hormones from synthetic hormones is that they are derived from the plant. It's a natural hormones which are produced by nature. Synthetic hormones are produced from pregnant horses, mares, and it's the formula, the chemical structure is different than bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormones we are talking now about sex hormones, which is for women, it's estrogen, for men, it's testosterone. For women, bioidentical estrogen is derived from soy, and for men, testosterone is derived from yam. So if you want to have rich of testosterone, eat as much as you can yam, and females should consume soy. But that's what the difference in bioidentical hormones is. They're derived from the nature, and it's extracted from plant, and then it's produced in biochemical laboratories from this extract.
So now, Dr. Paukman, I've heard that we shouldn't be ingesting too much soy because those phytoestrogens can tend to, I mean, obviously estrogen grows things, and we don't want to increase our risk for breast cancer and these others. So how are the bioidentical hormones, how are they delivered, and how is that different from eating too much soy?
Well, I'm not suggesting to eat much, soy, but I just said that it's extracted from soy, and it's produced then from extract, the medication, estrogen, bioidentical estrogen is produced in the laboratory. Now, the difference between, as I said, there is a big difference between synthetic hormones and bioidentical hormones. When you mentioned breast cancer, breast cancer is known there was a study, started in the United States, which was stopped in the middle because the study was of action or side effects of estrogen, synthetic estrogen on females. And it was shown and proven that this synthetic estrogen is causing breast cancer. Bioidentical hormones, bioidentical estrogen is not proven, and it's not shown to have any influence on breast, and it's not shown to create breast cancer. The difference is that synthetic hormones, the estrogens are three groups of estrogen in the body. There is estradiol, estrone, and estriol. And it should be equilibrium. It should be a relationship between those three hormones. The problem is that synthetic hormones are changing the equilibrium and relationship. Bioidentical hormones are not changing the relationship of these three estrogens, and that's why they're not causing the breast cancer, because breast cancer is caused by estrone, which is increased by synthetic hormones. Bioidentical hormones do not increase estrone, they increase estradiol.
I'm so glad that you cleared that up, because I know that women do ask that question. I mean, still it's hormones, but you're saying that bioidentical hormones do not contribute to breast cancer. Now, how do we get our bioidentical hormones? Like, if we're seeing our gynecologist or, you know, our doctor, is this creams? Is it a pill? Is it an injection? How do we get them?
Bioidentical hormones are starting more and more widely used because the synthetic hormones are not on the market anymore. And they're used in patches, creams, sprays, tablets, and injections. All this, there are tablets and creams which are approved by FDA and are sold by the pharmacies and is produced by pharmacological companies. Bioidentical hormones, bioidentical estrogen and testosterone as the male sex hormone are produced also in not so many varieties as estrogen, but they're made by pharmaceuticals and also in creams and in gels. The only one application which we're using now is a pellet. It's a hormone produced by the compounding pharmacy by prescription from the doctor. They make a small capsule, which is then inserted under the skin, and that's how the bioidentical hormones are delivered as well.
Now, what about the creams? Because there's a lot of creams on the market, and there's even yam extract creams, you know, and they're sold over the counter. So what do we think about those?
While talking about advantages or disadvantages of creams, I have to compare the advantages of the pellet therapy, which is the insertion of the capsule under skin. The problem is all these types of therapies, which I just mentioned, is that they cause the injections, tablets, creams, and gels are causing swings of the roller coaster of level of the hormone in the blood. When you apply the cream or gel, in about 1 hour, the level of the hormone in blood is very high. In about 4 hours, it's very low. So that's a big disadvantage. When we put capsule under skin, we have a steady time release of medication, estrogen or testosterone, and it stays at the same level for about 4 or 5 months. So patients do not have to worry about remembering when to apply a gel or take a pill. And secondly, there are other problems with gel. It causes irritation, it causes allergies, injections are very painful. So the advantage of pellet therapy is very obvious.
So now, and just, we only have about a minute left or so, Dr. Paukman, what about men? Because you were speaking off the air that the androgel and the bioidentical hormones for men is very, very hot right now.
Yeah, I have to mention that this hormonal therapy is, as we know, that diminished hormones are part of the aging process. But the symptoms which are caused by the decreased deficiency of hormones are not the part of aging process. It should be treated. So the treatment is for men, which is andropause, and the symptoms are decreased libido, sexual problems, depression, decrease of muscle tone. So testosterone, which is inserted under skin in pellets, is giving them a boost for 4 or 5 months. They're losing weight, they get muscle tone back, and they feel much better sexually. We are giving back about 20 years of life, and the people feel more energetic, and they want to live better quality, and they do live better quality of life.
Wow, that's amazing. And of course, with men, it is really very hot right now. And, you know, so you can talk to your doctor if you're experiencing some of those symptoms in women. That's another thing, to talk to your doctor about the various delivery methods for bioidentical hormones, a way that you can relieve vaginal dryness and hot flashes and some of the things that we experience as we start in peri and menopause. I don't even want to think about those things because they're all starting for me. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Have a great day and stay well.